the U.S. is a landing spot for thousands of people fleeing persecution, war, and violence. And those things can trigger mental illness in many of these U.N.-sanctioned refugees. But getting help can be a challenge. Side Effects Public Media's Lauren Bavis explains why.
Kizito Kalima was 14 years old at the start of the Rwandan genocide. Over just a few months in 1994, hundreds of thousands of Tutsi people were killed, including most of his family.
It's hard to understand. It's hard to understand if you never lived through it.
Kalima was bashed over the head with a machete, beaten up and left in a ditch filled with dead bodies. He escaped into the jungle, where he lived for 3 months eating grass and drinking swamp water.
It was just very shocking, and it took me a while to figure out what was going on.
I'm sitting with Kalima in his office at the Peace Center for Forgiveness and Reconciliation in Indianapolis. He came to the U.S. on a basketball scholarship after living as a refugee in East Africa. Now, the nonprofit he founded raises awareness of genocide and other human rights atrocities. It also connects immigrants and refugees to mental health resources.
Everybody who has been through any kind of civil war, any conflict, somehow, somewhere you have some sort of mental health issues.
Research shows the trauma many refugees suffer before coming to the U.S. and the difficulties they face starting over in a new country can cause anxiety, depression, and other mental health problems. Diane Mitschke of the University of Texas at Arlington says rates of post-traumatic stress disorder in refugees are especially high.
Sometimes as much as 10 times the rates that we see in a typical American population.
It's especially a problem for people who fled war-torn countries like Iraq, Syria, and Burma.
Previously, there were a lot of issues with the military in Burma targeting and harming the people.
That's Chelsea Davey of Exodus Refugee Immigration. The Indianapolis-based organization settled more than 1,600 refugees in the city in the past 3 years. About half of all refugees resettled in Indianapolis come from Burma, also known as Myanmar.
There was a lot of forced labor, a lot of violence, a lot of loss of land.
Once in the U.S., the stresses continue. Refugees must adapt to new environments, languages, and cultures, which can impact mental health as much as living in a war zone. That's according to researcher Mengxi Jun of Ball State University.
They probably think have a really big picture of the life in the U.S., but the situation is probably different as they thought.
And there are barriers to getting help. Sometimes it's a cultural issue. Refugees from countries without access to mental health professionals may not be aware of available treatment. Zhang says that contributes to a stigma.
And in some of the Asian countries, having mental health issue is considered as crazy or some even like worse.
Research shows many refugees aren't even aware that they might have a mental illness. Instead of seeing a psychologist or psychiatrist, they come to a primary care doctor's office. Here's Mitschke of the University of Texas again.
So a patient might come in, complaining of headaches or dizziness or even severe back pain.
But experts say it's important to remember not all refugees suffer from mental illness. Mitschke says refugees are resilient and lean on each other for comfort and support.
I think so much credit needs to be given to the refugees themselves who have lived that struggle and have learned about, how to navigate life here in the U.S. and then are able to pass that on to the newly arrived refugees.
Kalima, the immigrant from Rwanda, was eventually diagnosed with PTSD, and he's still grappling with memories of the genocide. Water dripping from a faucet reminds him of the months he spent in the jungle. Loud, violent action movies are another trigger.
It's been 25 years. I'm still having nightmares, something I saw when I was a teenager.
But Kalima says his PTSD is under control, and he doesn't want to think of himself as a victim. He tells the refugees he works with that acting like a victim means your oppressors win. I'm Lauren Bavis, Side Effects Public Media.